Well, the state still expects $4.5 billion in growth. Senate Republican Budget Lead Chris Gildon urges Democrats to prioritize education and public safety, avoid new taxes, and protect rainy day funds.
If you pass an operating budget this year that depletes the state's rainy day fund and expends so much of your taxing authority, what are you going to do if the federal government changes Medicaid reimbursement rates?
Uncertainty about the federal government is one reason why he cautions against depleting reserves and supports the no new taxes approach in Senate Republican Save Washington budget.
I've always said life's good so long as you have options. Let's maintain options. Let's not pass these taxes. Let's not raid our state's rainy day fund. And let's be prepared for the future, whatever may happen.
The forecast will guide final touches on the upcoming 2-year budgets. In Olympia, I'm Tracy Ellis.